Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of Tahajjud Salat. As we explain, we'll go through this chapter slowly. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. One is listening to the Mubarak Ahadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the other is implementation. So one is having the knowledge and one is implementing it. And yet that we should be sitting it, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of implementing, practicing it, even though it may be early now, and it's difficult, more difficult for a person to wake up when it's very early. But yet, a person showing his true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their true desire. Sometimes you find a person has got a flight, and the flight is 1 o'clock in the morning. You won't find that a person will just sleep away, and he'll forget about his flight. That night he'll stay up, and he'll ensure that he's there at the airport before the flight, even though the thing is the flight is 1 a.m. So similarly, those people, those lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people have true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing will keep them away from this flight. That flight to catch the mercy, the rahmat, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is ushering at those mubarak moments, the moments of tahajjud, etc. So they won't sleep. They'll make sure, they'll ensure that they are up. And whatever it requires from before to ensure that they are up at that time, they'll do it. So if it means them preparing early after Isha and going to sleep early, so that they can be up early, that's what they will do. If there's any functions, any brides, etc., they'll respectfully excuse themselves, but they won't excuse themselves from the tahajjud salah. This is what you call a person that has true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it becomes easy for him to spring up in the morning. It's easy because he's doing it out of love. Nobody is pushing him or forcing him, but it is done out of love. Love is such a thing that it will cause a person to do those things that outwardly seem very, very hard. But the thing that is motivating this person to do it is pure love, sheer love. Otherwise, easy things will be difficult. That the child that you have in how the mother, how she looks after the child, she changes the child, she cleans the child. Sometimes the child cries in the middle of the night, or sometimes whilst even cooking the child is crying, the mother is running. Now if it wasn't love that Allah Ta'ala had put in the heart of the mother for that child, the mother wouldn't go to that extent to see that the child is at ease, the child is not crying all the time. The mother will just ignore the child, making noise, put the child in another room, close the door, let the baby cry. But it doesn't happen like that. Love is such a thing that the mother is prepared to forego her sleep for the sleep of that child, forego her comforts for the comfort of the child. So therefore, when a person has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't matter what time or what the weather is like outside, this person is up to communicate and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So continuing with the Mubarak Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, afdalu siyami ba'da ramadan shahrullahi al-muharram wa afdalu salati ba'da al-fariidha salatul layli, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best fast after Ramadan is the month of Allah Ta'ala, the fast of Muharram. And the best salah after those salah that is obligatory is the night salah. So if you look at it as a categorization, after Ramadan, which is compulsory, obligatory, the best fast a person can keep is the fast of Muharram. And the best salah after the obligatory salah is this night salah, is the tahajjud salah. The most virtuous of optional salah is tahajjud salah. What am I explaining? And one of the reasons is, or one of the hikmats is, that it's performed at night, and the darkness of the night enhances concentration, it enhances tranquility. The salah is extremely difficult upon the desires, because one has to abandon the warmth of a bed. The person is sleeping, sometimes it's cold outside, it's a winter's morning, he has to leave that warmth of the bed and still wake up. So now this is going against his nafs. So because of that, this is not the best salah after the farz salah. Ulama also go on to say that it's performed in seclusion. Tahajjud salah, a person is not performing it in safs that are made, or a person not performing it in public. A person is performing it in seclusion. So therefore it prevents pride and ostentation. It is a very high level of ikhlas. Many, many people are sleeping. People are not up. It's not an advertised thing. It's happening in the darkness of the night, in concealment. It is a very high level of sincerity, ikhlas, that is generally attached with the tahajjud salat. So because of this, this now is the most afzal salat. These are just certain points that ulama have taken out. And in addition, a person who performs tahajjud salat will perform his faraz salat with additional devotion and additional concentration. This is one of the benefits, fringe benefits, of a person being habitual with tahajjud salat, is he gets the tawfiq of performing his faraz salat with that additional concentration, additional devotion. So one way for bringing devotion in our lives as far as our faraz salat is concerned, we perform lengthy rakats of nafil salat, and the best nafil salat to perform is that of tahajjud salat. So this helps us in the concentration and the devotion. People generally complain that I can't get concentration in my salah, I can't get devotion in my salah. So a good practice to do is that whenever we get an opportunity to perform nafil salah, try and perform lengthy nafil salah and try and concentrate in that nafil salah. That creates a mashq, it creates an exercise in a person, so that now when he's performing his faraz salah, he gets that concentration. Everything else, a person needs some type of mashq, he needs some type of concentration. For example, a person who become a good driver, he needs to practice. He can't one shot become a good driver. A person who become a good swimmer, he needs to practice. Like that, in anything you look at, the person needs to practice. A person who become a good in shooting, you get some people that are master marksmen, but they practice, they need some practice before they get it. So in anything, for example, a person who's master his qiraat, needs to practice on the qiraat, he gets it right. So salah also, to get the devotion and concentration, is not something that comes automatically. It's something that the person needs to take out time, and he needs to focus on his salah. Then the devotion and concentration will come. And a very, very effective way to do it is to perform long rakats of tahajjud salat. Nafil salah in general, but the best salah to perform it, it's quiet, it's serene, etc., is the tahajjud salah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. Friday we should give it an extra importance. From the morning we start preparing mentally, psychologically, that the Jummah Salah is coming. It's a very great Salah. Let me already plan that I must be there early. I must be in the Masjid. I must send the Rood upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I must recite Suratul Kahf. I must encourage my family also to recite Suratul Kahf. And what we should also do is try and come early before Maghrib Salah and engage in Dua, because these times are very, very Mubarak. The last thing that we should always do and keep in mind from amongst the many things is that we should stay away from gunas completely. One is we're getting the barakat and the blessings of this day, but very often people are sitting on the dastarkhan, sitting on the table after Jummah Salah, all the friends are there, people are there, and automatically the ghibat is starting, the talk is starting, chatting is starting, a person is looking at the wrong things, etc. during the day. So the barakat of the day is also lost when a person is engaging in guna. So therefore we should try and stay away completely from any type of guna. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.